written by Pulitzer Prize-winning American playwright Edward Albee. Edward Albee's At Home at the Zoo, Zoo Story, delves deep into the complex concept of human loneliness and social disparity. Well, why would we need to learn about that? Directed by Eric Hill, Edward Albee's At Home at the Zoo joins Albee's classic play, The Zoo Story, the play which launched Albee's sensational career with its prequel, Home Life, written 45 years later. This production features David Atkins and Tara Franklin, and we are pleased to have both those actors as well as Eric Hill with us this morning on the roundtable. Eric, David, Tara, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks to be here.
Thank you.
All right. Now, it's wonderful to see you all. I love you all. It's wonderful to see you all again. So tell us about... because I know Zoo Story. Mm-hmm. So how is this different from Zoo Story?
Well, I think that the whole play that Albee has created using Zoo Story as a sort of anchor ends up being a deepening of all of the things that are part of Zoo Story, but from a very different angle. You see two characters in Zoo Story, which is the second act of our piece. You see an affluent Upper East Side guy encountering a transient New Yorker with obviously a gap in their economic standing and what evolves in that scene. The prequel takes that man, that upper class man, back to his Upper East Side apartment and a scene with his wife during the course of that same day before he goes to the park. And we learn out a great deal about him in that first act. And a great deal about his relationship and some of the things that are going on deep in the undercurrent of his life, which lends a great deal of information for the audience about how he is handling what's coming at him in Zoo Story from Jerry from a very different angle.
When Home Life was written 45 years later, did it always incorporate Zoo Story or did it stand on its own for a while?
No, I think it always incorporated Zoo Story. I think its purpose was Zoo Story stood by itself for all of those years.
Sure.
So it would end up being in a double evening with God knows what. And I think what Albee wanted was always to fix a play that I don't think he was always happy about. He wrote it when he was 25. That was a burst of incredible youthful genius, and it remains to this day that. But I think he wanted to, in some ways... finish it. He felt it was unfinished, and particularly in the character of Peter. And so I think he wanted to he did an interesting thing in my estimation. He shows you in one evening, in the first act, the mature Albee playwright, the man who can write dialogue, who can write marital dialogue between two people as intricately and as deeply and as comically and as tragically as anybody. And how that works as music, and then take you back to the very beginning of his career in the second act to show you the deep passion and that almost meteoric sense of exploration on the poetic level of what was going on inside of him.
Before I speak to these two wonderful actors mm-hmm. who are here, and I promise you both, you are allowed to speak on this program.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about this casting.
Yes.
And the cast as a whole.
Well, whenever Kate and I decide on a play for me to direct, the first thing I think of when she presents any play to me is, can I do it with the people I work with? I tend to be one of those directors who works with people I know very well, especially on a very dense script like this one.
Yeah.
So I went to were the three people who are in it, David, Tara, and Joey Collins, who is playing Jerry. Right away I said those three people in my mind, and we went about trying to get them, and once we got them, then I said, okay, let's do the play, because I knew that I couldn't do it without them.
So, Tara, what drew you to it initially? When you get that call and say, hey, we want you.
Well, it's always such a pleasure and honor to work with Eric, and this is, one of many plays that mm-hmm. We've had the chance to work on together. So that, of course, is always... a big incentive. And I've also not done Albee. So that was a really exciting thing to think about as well. And although David and I have had a few lines together here and there over the years, we've never actually gotten the chance to play a scene, a full scene, much less an entire act together. So that was, I've always admired David's work. I know I've always looked forward to working with him. So it was all of those things. And then just an opportunity to work is always a yes.
Yes, that isn't bad. I'm interested, though, in that idea of having sort of a wish list and, I'll get to do Albie. That must be fun.
Yeah. I got to do Homecoming 2 years ago, so that was my first Pinter. And Albie was on my list, and I don't think about it much. I probably thought about it more as a younger person, but now when an opportunity arises, I say, oh, yeah, of course. Of course I'm going to do that, you know. And there are... I've gotten to do Ibsen and Strindberg and now to do sort of more modern playwrights is really fun.
And for you, David, how did this come about?
Got a phone call, and that's how it started.
All right, so. Make the story a little more interesting. We're on the radio, for God's sake.
The phone call said, we're making you an offer you can't refuse.
Exactly.
Do you know what we're up against with the news? Make the story a little exciting, damn it. No, well, that's a good way of getting it.
It was great. But it's also, I read Zoo Story when I was in high school, and that was one of the first. You know, I mean, when I read that play, it kind of blew my mind as a very, very young actor. So when that was suddenly on the plate, I, too, was very excited by it. Of course, I was going to be playing the older guy now, this many years later. But it's really, truly exciting to have a chance to work on one of the great classics in American theater.
I love asking this question, so I'm going to ask it to all of you because it's one of my favorite parts of the process that I'm never a part of, which is the discussion that you have of getting it right and of what is being said and what is going through. And I would think in something like this, where there, if you were to cut it in half and count the rings, that a certain part of this is much older than another part of it. So how do you look at it and see it in its totality and kind of get it? Especially when you were talking about a moment ago. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to make it even better. Mm-hmm. Especially when you were talking a moment ago about the maturity of the playwright.
Right. That's correct. Well, I think I love your metaphor of cutting it open and looking at the rings.
Yes.
Because it's exactly what we do. And then we go in and we examine each ring by ring by ring. And what we concentrated on in this is when you open up both of those plays, the density is incredible. And Albie's process, by the way, in playwriting is to rip away the layers that cover the thing that is lying beneath the surface that is what the people are really all about. And he peels it away one layer at a time. So in our investigative process, we have to go, step by step to find out what each and every moment means in the totality of the play, and that includes both pieces. So our examination process of the rings and the log is really no different from one play to the next. We treat it the same. What we look for is, the similarities in the rings draws connections between two plays, show that there's two trees that are growing in a forest that has similar soil, similar climate, similar, so we see the relationships between what's going on.
And just to jump off of that, what's also interesting is these two plays were obviously written at two different times in his life. Mm-hmm. He could not have written Zoo Story as the elder writer, just as he could not have written the first act as a young man. You really get to see him evolve, but at the same time to see how brilliant he is in that they are inextricably linked by metaphors and use of language.
In that later incarnation, when he added that, did he change this story at all, or did it always stay?
He made a couple of changes.
He made one change, which was he changed how much Peter makes. I think it was like $40,000 in the original, and now it's $200,000.
Yeah. So just update that a little bit.
Yeah. But that's really about it.
And Tara, for you, that process, the sort of cutting it open?
The stripping away, I think that was sort of the first thing that we talked about, because in many different plays, we sort of think about adding on for characters, layering on top of what you already have, and so that finally you have this sort of, piece that has all of these different things underneath. And what this character does and what Jerry does is actually like we say, strip away or peel away, instead of adding on, so that there's this thing that they're trying to get to and they're trying to make Peter see. And so in that process, they are sort of opening themselves up.
And at the, I know you're very early in the process here, but have you had talkbacks or anything yet?
Yes, we had one on last night.
So what is the reaction? What's the response?
Well, that's interesting. The reaction, I've watched over four performances now, five I think now, and every audience is completely different. The last night's audience was. Laughed a lot in the first piece, laughed some in the second piece, but got very quiet and very serious, and I think got really emotionally involved in the second piece to the degree that most audiences have not yet. Some audiences find the humor all the way through, and there's a kind of release of, you know, I think what is a built-up tension in the audience. I think what we're experiencing, Joe, and it relates everything to what you guys talk about here every morning on the panel, is that the reactions out there in our world today are all over the map.
Right.
People come with raw political sensibilities now, things that on a personal level are exposed in a way that they never were before. And so when they go to the theater, I think their reaction is very different. And so it's very hard to predict what the audience has to, what they're bringing with them and how they might react. The questions last night seemed to all revolve around trying to make sense of the connection between the two plays and mostly what happens to Jerry and how we look at Jerry and what kind of person Jerry is and how we try to understand his particular actions in the play.
Well, it's Edward Albee's At Home at the Zoo. Zoo Story runs through August 26th at the Berkshire Theater Festival's Unicorn Stage. Eric, David, Tara, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure to see you all. A delight. And I thank you very much for sharing with us and the great work you're doing.
Thank you for hosting
us.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.